Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, English Language Arts, Homeschool Curriculum Workbook Grade 9 by Rebecca Josephin, appears to be a homeschool language arts workbook designed for 9th grade students. Based on its title and category, the book is positioned as an all-in-one program that supports key high school English skills, especially essay writing and literary analysis. Publicly available information about this specific title is limited, so the safest description is to treat it as a practical curriculum resource, rather than a widely reviewed trade book. Its purpose is likely to help homeschool families organize core English language arts, study into one structured workbook format. For a grade 9 audience, that usually means strengthening reading comprehension, written expression, grammar usage, and analytical thinking at an early high school level. The workbook format suggests guided practice rather than purely theoretical instruction, making it suitable for students who benefit from direct exercises and clear assignments. In the homeschool context, a book like this aims to simplify planning while giving students regular practice in the foundational skills expected in secondary English courses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an all-in-one structure for 9th grade language arts. The most visible and reliable feature of this book is its all-in-one curriculum identity. But that matters in a homeschool setting, because many families look for a single resource that gathers major English language arts needs into one place. For grade 9, this usually includes reading response, writing instruction, grammar review, vocabulary growth, and literary analysis. Even without extensive external documentation, the title strongly indicates that the workbook is meant to reduce the need for multiple separate materials. That kind of structure can help parents organize instruction more efficiently and can help students see English as an integrated subject rather than a set of unrelated tasks. 9th grade is a transition point into high school expectations, so a unified workbook can be especially useful. Students are often expected to move from basic comprehension to more evidence-based thinking and more organized writing. In that context, an all-in-one design supports continuity. Lessons and exercises can build on one another instead of feeling fragmented. For homeschool use, the value of such a resource lies in clarity, portability, and routine, especially for families who want a manageable framework for daily or weekly English study. Secondly, a strong emphasis on essay writing as a core skill. The title explicitly highlights mastering essay writing, making this one of the clearest themes associated with the workbook. In 9th grade English, essay writing is more than a simple composition exercise. It is a foundational academic skill that affects performance across subjects. Students need to learn how to form a clear thesis, organize paragraphs logically, support ideas with relevant evidence, and revise for clarity. A homeschool workbook centered on essay writing would likely focus on helping students move from shorter, less structured responses toward more developed academic writing. That emphasis is important because many students entering high school need extra support with planning, drafting, and editing. Essay instruction in a workbook format can be especially practical because it encourages repeated practice instead of one-time explanation. In a homeschool environment, that can give parents a concrete sequence for teaching writing without needing to build a full program from scratch. The phrase mastering essay writing also suggests a skills-based approach where students are expected to strengthen structure, reasoning, and expression over time. For 9th graders, this focus supports future work in literary analysis, research-based assignments, and other forms of academic communication required in higher-level coursework. Thirdly, literary analysis as an introduction to high school-level reading, another central topic signaled directly by the title, is literary analysis. At the 9th grade level, literary analysis typically means helping students do more than summarize what they read. Instead, they begin examining theme, tone, character development, setting, conflict, and authorial choices in a more systematic way. For homeschool students, a workbook that includes literary analysis can provide the kind of scaffolding often needed when moving into secondary literature study. Rather than expecting students to interpret texts independently from the start, a curriculum workbook can offer guiding questions and structured written responses. That is especially useful in grade 9, when students are learning how to connect textual details to broader interpretations. Literary analysis also complements essay writing because students often need to explain and defend their reading of a text in organized prose. In practical terms, this means reading and writing become closely linked. A student learns not only to understand literature, but also to communicate that understanding with evidence and structure. In the homeschool market, this is a valuable combination because it addresses one of the biggest shifts in high school English instruction, namely the movement from general reading comprehension toward analytical reading and evidence-based written interpretation. Fourthly, workbook-based learning and guided practice for homeschool use. The workbook label suggests a teaching style based on active practice, written exercises, and step-by-step reinforcement. That format is especially relevant for homeschool families who often prefer resources that provide both instruction and application in one package. A workbook approach can make abstract language arts concepts more accessible by breaking them into manageable tasks. For ninth grade learners, that may include sentence-level practice, paragraph development, reading questions, prompts for written response, and revision activities. The advantage of guided practice is that it helps students develop consistency. Instead of relying only on lectures or open-ended assignments, a workbook creates a routine in which students regularly apply what they are learning. This is useful in English language arts, where improvement often depends on repetition and feedback. In a homeschool setting, workbook-based learning can also support independent work, allowing students to complete portions of the curriculum with less constant direction once expectations are clear. That can be helpful for families teaching multiple children or balancing other responsibilities. While not every student thrives with the same format, the workbook model remains a practical and popular option because it offers structure, visible progress, and a straightforward path through essential high school English skills. Lastly, supporting the transition from middle school skills to high school expectations, as a grade 9 curriculum workbook, the book occupies an important transitional space. Ninth grade often marks the point where English language arts becomes more formally academic. Students are expected to write with stronger organization, read with closer attention, and explain ideas with more precision. A homeschool resource designed for this level likely aims to bridge the gap between middle school familiarity and high school rigor. That transition matters, because students who have basic grammar and reading skills may still need help applying them to sustained essays and analytical assignments. A workbook built for this stage can provide progression, moving students from review into deeper practice. In realistic terms, that means reinforcing fundamentals while introducing more demanding tasks. This balance is one reason grade-specific homeschool resources remain valuable. Families often want material that is neither too elementary nor overwhelmingly advanced. A ninth grade English workbook should ideally meet students where they are while preparing them for later high school work, including literature study, formal composition, and eventually research and argument writing. The significance of this topic is not just academic readiness, but confidence. A structured curriculum can help students develop the habits and competence needed to approach high school English with greater independence and less uncertainty. In conclusion, English Language Arts Homeschool Curriculum Workbook Grade 9 is best understood as a practical instructional resource for homeschool families seeking a structured approach to early high school English. Because publicly available discussion of this specific title is limited, its value is most realistically assessed through its stated focus, an all-in-one ninth grade program centered on essay writing and literary analysis. That positioning makes it potentially useful for parents who want a simpler way to cover core language arts skills without assembling many separate resources. Students who need routine, guided exercises, and a clear path through writing and reading tasks may benefit most from this kind of workbook design. Its likely strengths are convenience, focused skill building, and alignment with the transition into high school expectations, compared with broader literature anthologies or highly specialized writing manuals. A homeschool workbook in this category stands out by trying to combine several English components into one manageable format. That can make planning easier and reduce instructional gaps. For families looking for a grade-level specific language arts tool, the book may serve as a practical foundation for daily study, especially if they want support in helping a ninth grader build confidence in academic writing, text analysis, and consistent English practice at home. If you would like to support Rebecca Josephine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.